and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Pastor Mark Palumpo is a campus pastor at New Hope Central Oahu. He oversees the front lines and youth ministries under his father, Senior Pastor Mike Palumpo. He graduated from Life Pacific College in San Dimas, California, with a bachelor's degree in biblical studies and an emphasis in youth ministry. J. Lee Palumpo has traveled to 21 countries doing volunteer work with various mission organizations. She was a high school youth leader for 6 years. In 2010, she became Miss Hawaii and was second runner-up to Miss America 2011. We pause at the beginning of our show. Pastor Mark and Jay Lee, myself, to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. And wherever wherever you are in your life right now, whatever challenge you might be facing, or however daunting a task might be before you, to let you know that there is hope, always hope, in Jesus Christ. And there is guidance by the power of Christ and the Spirit of Christ who leads and guides us. And that's why Christ died on the cross for our sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who loves you, my dear friend, who loves you, is calling you today. Would you respond to him? Would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? That is our prayer. That is our hope. J. Lee traded in the title of Miss Hawaii for the title of Mrs. Palumpo. They just celebrated their three years marriage. She earned her master's in social work from Hawaii Pacific University and is currently working as a behavioral health specialist for elementary school students in Waiawa. Her love for children has motivated her to serve as a leader for the children's ministry at New Hope Central Oahu. They are both a part of Explicit Youth. They're here with us. Mark, J. Lee, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
J. Lee, I hear that you ate a lot of bugs in moments when you were sharing God's love. Eating bugs, sharing God's love. What's the connection between the two?
Good question. Well, they were pretty good. They taste like potato chips. No.
Crunchy?
A little crunchy, yeah. No, it's just a blessing to be able to go anywhere, whether it's in Africa or here in Mililani or here in Hawaii, to just share God's love with people and whatever it takes to just be with anyone and love on them.
Well, it just brings to mind, you know, you think, typically these are generic thoughts, where when you think of a Miss Hawaii, you don't automatically think of someone eating bugs or roughing it out there in the mission field. Where did you get that edge?
that's a great question. God, I've always loved adventure and loved doing whatever it would take to just go on adventures with the Lord. And it was kind of wherever he took me, that's where I went from a young age. And my parents were really great about encouraging and instilling that in me. So whenever I had a crazy idea, they would say, okay, well, whatever it takes, you know, we'll support you. And thankful for that and thankful for all the opportunities that God's placed in both of our lives. And now together, just seeing every adventure that God has us on is another step closer to him.
It's liberating, don't you think, Mark, where you can think thoughts. You know, we live in a free country. Mm. We say that very very lightly many times, not really understanding the impact and the the weightiness of that, to be able to think, to have ideas, and then to pursue them as your parents have allowed and now together. Jaylee, where did you grow up?
I came here when I was 11 years old, so we moved around quite a bit when I was young, but on the North Shore in Haleiwa.
Okay.
Since 11.
And Mark, how about you?
I'm born and raised here in Hawaii. I grew up most of my life in Mililani. Spent 2 years in Canada as my dad pursued a degree at in seminary in Vancouver. But other than that, have spent most of my life here in Hawaii.
Now, did your dad go to Regent?
Yes, he did.
That's a very, very well-known institution. And what was that like for you in those 2 years? A very respected school and professors.
Yeah.
Famous professors, too.
I was young at the time. So I just remember...
How old were you?
I was in... I spent my fifth and sixth grade in Canada. And so pretty formational time, you know, in a young person's life. And just getting this brand new experience in another country, totally different culture and lifestyle than, you know, we're used to here in Hawaii. But it was a great experience, one that I look back on very fondly, just, you know, the changing of the seasons. And like Hawaii, Canada is also a melting pot of different cultures and races. And so it was a great experience and just a great season of our life growing up.
How did you become a Christian, Jaylee?
Actually, I was raised in a Christian home. My family actually came to know the Lord because of my sister who has cerebral palsy. They were searching for truth. They were searching for anything that would bring them towards healing for her. And they received Jesus through it. And so I was able to be raised in a Christian home that really was incredible. And I think around 12 years old, I realized, like, this is me. This is what I desire. And every year after that, I feel like God just renewed. I just renewed a love for the Lord and grew closer to Him because of that, and saw the faithfulness of my sister even through trials, even through things that don't make sense sometimes, but realizing God's truth through it all and realizing His love never changes. And then being able to go, like you mentioned before, on those missions trips and just seeing God's amazing power in everyone's life. Just every step grew me closer to the Lord. So it's been just a journey, I think, through my whole life of coming to know the Lord. And some days I feel like it's just brand new.
Think a moment of reflection. As you think about your sister, what is a lesson that really stands out that you learned from her?
Oh, you're going to make me cry. I don't know why. I think that she exemplifies someone who... I think she exemplifies someone who understands the goodness of God no matter what. And I think that's the greatest thing I learned from her is no matter what life looks like, we believe in the truth of the Lord and we believe that His goodness is truth, and we see His miracles every day, and we have to really open our eyes and realize that is God, and He is so real and so alive in our lives. So I feel like I learn that from her every day.
How did you become a Christian, Mark?
Similar testimony, Danny. Had the privilege and the blessing of growing up in a Christian home. Both my parents did not grow up in Christian homes, but they came to know the Lord in their own ways. And when they got married, they raised us, you know, with Christian beliefs and Christian values. Grew up surrounded by ministry. My dad served in Youth for Christ for 16 years. And so...
he's a famous name in Youth for Christ. You know?
Yeah.
Mike Palumpo.
Yeah. And so it was a blessing that my daycare growing up were, you know, Christmas camps, summer camps, you know, burger bashes, outreaches. And so I kind of just grew up raised by youth ministers, youth leaders, and just surrounded by ministry from a very young age. But similar, I still had to come into my own faith, you know, mm-hmm. and go on my own journey and just come to know this Lord for myself in a personal way.
You work with young people. Mm-hmm. Did you always feel a call to ministry?
That's a good question. You know, growing up surrounded by ministry and growing up in the church, I just naturally began to minister in the church, working with young people. But I never considered it at an early age as something to do, you know, as a career or, you know, just in my life. And it wasn't until having an encounter with the Lord for myself that he revealed to me that it was more than just something to do. It was a calling for the rest of my life. And that's where I really began to just pursue this calling on my life. And
Talk about an encounter. What was that encounter?
You know, there came a point, Danny, growing up in the church where I had heard so much about this personal God, this God that, you know, is more than just what we read in the Bible, but he's real. And I would hear testimonies, but I didn't see that in my own life. For me, Christianity was very much tradition, you know, and a religion. And I just remember coming to this crossroads where I said, crying out to the Lord one day, I think it was even during a church service, where I said, Lord, you know, if I don't experience you for myself the way I hear others experiencing you, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. And I just remember I was alone one day in my living room, and the presence of the Lord and his Holy Spirit just filled the room in a way that was so tangible and life-changing. And I knew that God was real and that, you know, he was calling me personally unto himself. And it was powerful, life-changing, and things were never the same since then.
An encounter, an experience. And Mark Palumpo experienced, how old were you, Mark, about that time?
I had just graduated from high school, and I was really at a crossroads where I was trying to figure out where my life was going to go.
A moment of deep thought, a moment of reflection. How about you, as you listen today, as we gather together, the three of us, and you, have you given some thought to that? Has your heart reflected on these things? You know, that Christianity is a religion. It's a good religion. It's a religion about Christ, and you have good thoughts about Christ, but have you experienced what it means to know Christ, to know his love, to know that he knows you? Mark and Jilly experienced that, and they'll share more when we come back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, they are an adventuresome couple, Mark and Jaylee Palumpo. Pastor Mark, well, you got to be adventurous to work with young people. And, you know, people chuckle about that, but it's a real thing. I mean, young people are, I would imagine, unpredictable at times. I think we were all, in one form or another, unpredictable when we were younger. Some of us are still a little, you know, odd in that way. But God works in our lives, even in our own unpredictabilities. And sometimes what he'll do is he'll throw us curveballs himself, and they keep us off balance, not to just make us off balance, but so that we would trust him. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Mark and Jaylee Palumpo in studio with me. They are a part of Explicit Youth. It's a series of youth conferences. It's grown. They've had youth conferences. Now there's a young adult conference. There's a conference for parents. It's actually tripled in size from a year ago. You can find out more at explicityouth.com. Talking about youth, I hear that you love cave diving, hiking. What is cave diving? Describe that for us.
Cave diving is actually a huge part of how we fell in love. It's part of our love story. It was a common interest that we both had and
okay.
A passion. Yeah.
Well, then we must go there. We must find out more. Share. Please.
Yeah. Well, both of us share a love for the ocean. You know, as Jaylee shared, she grew up near the ocean in Haleiwa. And so, and just growing up in Hawaii, I think the ocean is a big part of our lives. But we love diving, snorkeling, and cave diving specifically is just diving through lava tubes and through oceanous caverns. And exploring the world beneath the surface. So,
Mark's a little more daring than I am. He goes through the longer caves, but yeah, we like doing that just in the summer when it's calm.
So. Now, are you doing it by holding your breath, or do you have tanks?
Yeah, it's all free diving. Neither of us are scuba certified. We keep saying we want to do that, but yeah, it's all one breath.
How long can you hold your breath?
Oh, gosh, I don't think I've ever actually timed myself, but I'd imagine a couple of minutes at most, yeah.
A couple of minutes?
Probably like a minute, a minute and a half.
How about you, Jaylee?
I don't know, maybe like 30 seconds, 40 seconds. I'm not very good. That's what I said. I go through the small caves.
I mean, you go down, and but you have to go together, right?
No.
Isn't it dangerous if you go by yourself and... What do they call it? Yeah. Underwater blackout or something?
Yeah, there's a shallow water blackout is a huge risk.
Well, there are like a whole string of caves on, like in Shark's Cove or in other places where we'll go through a few together. And then I can like, he can go through the longer ones and I can wait for him at the other side. Or, yeah. You know, or we'll go with a big group of people sometimes. Yeah. It's a little just safer.
What do you see?
I think that's the thing that... appeals to me the most is you see things that you don't see from the surface. You know, you see life down there that is hidden in these caverns. And every time I go, I see something new, you know, and that's what keeps me going is just the beauty that God has tucked away, you know, in these hidden places. And I love that. That's the whole appeal to me.
What have you seen?
Oh, gosh. We've seen all kinds of things. We've seen schools of fishes. We've seen dolphins. We've seen turtles. I think the scariest thing, if you want to share the story, was...
we were snorkeling, or we were like swimming out, and we found what looked to be like a cave. And it was kind of like a shelf, a reef shelf. And I went down and I saw a small shark underneath the shelf. And I was like freaking out. So Mark came down, of course, because he wanted to see exactly what was happening. Got all excited and took some pictures of him. But it was very scary.
It was one of the more exciting moments.
Yeah. You know, last night I saw on a television news clip.
That's right.
Of a surfer.
Yes.
That, I mean, he was... I think he got hit by the shark too.
Yeah,
it's like he took a knock by the shark.
Yeah,
it looked like he was done for.
Yeah, yeah, that was
scary. And he came out unscathed, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the video is incredible. I mean, he just seems like he's in complete shock, and it bit his leash.
Yeah,
bit his leash.
Yeah. That could have been any part of his body.
Yeah,
but praise God, he's safe. Mm-hmm.
When you saw the shark, what was your feeling?
Oh, I was scared out of my mind. But I knew Mark was there, and he'd fight off anything. Actually, there were some spearfishermen near us, too. So I thought, okay, well, if anything, they can help us out. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I think that's the thrill of it. And that's why I think we love it. And we like any adventure, like hiking. And why we like traveling, too. It makes you feel so small. And feel a little bit out of control. I think sometimes our lives are just seem a little controlled sometimes. And there's something in us that knows there's something bigger out there. And we enjoy that. And I, for me, it reminds me of the beauty of God's creation. And it reminds me of how I'm not in control I am. and how much God is in control. Amen. He made it all.
One of my mentors has spoken about do something you've never done before. Mm-hmm. Go someplace you've never been before. Mm-hmm. And he goes on to share that. But I think it's touching on that, mm-hmm. that part of us, seeing another world. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is the world is right there, open for anybody to go see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This underwater world mm-hmm. that you talk about. And yet many of us, we don't do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, but I think, you know, we're inspired hearing your story as well, Danny, of just how you're moving into an unfamiliar season and this whole adventure opening up for you. And we're just blessed that, you know, at any stage of life, there's still another adventure to be had and more of God's goodness and stepping out into the unknown.
Yeah.
You know, and so, we're just blessed as well.
Well, how did you get connected with Explicit Youth?
Oh, boy, that was, I believe, a divine
And I know I've had you on before, you and Scotty and Pastor Michelle, Pastor Scotty Kobayashi.
Yes.
But refresh us.
Yes, it was really, I believe, a divine appointment because Pastor Michelle Okumura just received, really, what I believe, a divine calling from the Lord, not just for her individual church, but for the entire body of Christ, for the kingdom of God, on this topic of purity and godly relationships. And I think it came out of a burden and a discontent in her heart. But what the Lord was doing was he was placing that same burden in the hearts of many leaders, many churches and pastors and families and youth workers. I think we all kind of got this sense that something needed to be done, you know, for the generations to come. And she was just the point person that the Lord used to bring so many like-minded leaders together who resonated with us, and more are joining every day. Mm-hmm. So I really believe it's a movement, mm-hmm. you know. And so when she called me and shared her heart, something inside of me just resonated immediately, especially working with young people, knowing that this is such a huge area of our lives and of our Christian walks that it was something I needed to be a part of.
What area of youth, it could be a broad base to consider. But what area in that broad base of youth have you feel most connected to?
Well, I think both Jaylee and myself, working with youth, feel a passion, but also a calling for the area of relationships, sexual purity. Godly marriages, in the future generations. Jaylee could probably share also, but that's always the biggest thing that comes up that mm-hmm. either empowers the next generation or I feel like gets in the way of their relationship with God. Because I believe we are whole beings, you know, and we can't put our spirituality on one in one box and then, you know, put our relationships in another. I believe they all go together, you know, and so how we relate to one another greatly impacts the way we relate to God. And, you know, if our relationships are not, you know, godly, if they're not biblical, if they're not pure, that'll really just affect our relationship with God. And so that's our passion.
I want to come back to get your perspective on it as a mm-hmm. as a man. Mm-hmm. Jaylee, as you speak to young people, as you speak to young women, a young woman comes up to you and says, Miss Jaylee, why is it so important for me to be sexually pure? Mm. What would you say?
Well, I think it all comes just down to our relationship with the Lord. And if that isn't where it needs to be, then nothing else in life will fall the way that God's intended it to, and for the best, you know. Mm. And I believe that every girl that would come to me would want the best for her life, and I want the best for her. But that's only going to come when she and God are in line. And I know that Mark said something throughout our entire relationship that as long as we are connected to God, nothing else matters. And we just have to remember that. And many times in our relationship, we would take a step away from our relationship to say, wait, like, God, are you the center here? And always bringing it back to that. Because when that is right, when that connection with the Father is right, then everything else will fall into place. And we've seen that blessing in our lives. And I want that for so many girls. And that's mm-hmm. what this explicit youth movement is about, is bringing that connection with the Lord, with these youth, and keeping it there, even in the midst of a relationship with a person, that connection with God has to be central. Mm. And that can come about through a conference like this, but more importantly, the connections that you make at that conference and the education that comes from that, but also the alliances that are built with parents and youth leaders so that these kids are followed and given that connection and reminded of that connection with the Lord, because that has to be first. Mm-hmm.
Spoken with a unique tenderness. You're blessed indeed, Mark Palumpo, with a wife who is sensitive to the leading of God, Amen. Leading of God's Spirit, and is also able to speak. Mm. You know, sometimes we can be so spiritual about mm-hmm. things, but the relevance quotient is relatively low in some instances. Mm-hmm. But not for Jaylee. When she speaks, there's that deep understanding, but she's connecting. Mm. And but I want to come back to you to talk about men, young men. Mm-hmm. What would you say to a young man when it comes to sexual purity? Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're talking about it. It's a very sensitive subject. Mm-hmm. People feel a little awkward in discussing it, but... Mm-hmm. And let's spend a few moments there and talk about other things related to youth and the passions that God has given you. More with Mark and Jaylee Palumpo when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Sex and sexuality, it can be distorted. It can be taken to far extremes that can be quite destructive, even disastrous. On the flip side of it, on the other side of the spectrum, as it were, it can be wonderfully beautiful. And the pleasures, the joys, the intimacy, the bond, the connection can be unlike anything else, which is the way God, I believe, God has actually set it up to be, set us up to experience sexual relations in that way. You see, Danny, I'm feeling a little squirmish as you speak about that subject. I say it with a certain level of conscientiousness because these are things that I feel we need to talk about it tastefully, mm-hmm. talk about it with a certain level of dignity and class, but not to ignore it, especially mm-hmm. among young people, because lessons are being taught whether we like it or not. Lessons are being taught whether we discuss it or not. Mm-hmm. So why not open up and share about these things? I have Pastor Mark and Jaylee Palumpo in studio today. They work with young people. They love young people. They themselves have been young people, obviously. But they have a relatable quality about them. And so that's why. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. If you're tuning in right now, you can get this program in its entirety. Go to thegoodlifeway.com. You can download the podcast for free. And we have some other resources there for you. Again, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Mark, the young men that you speak to, a young man comes up to you and says, "Pastor Mark, you know, what's this all about? You know, why is it so important for you to speak about these things, or for me to know about sexual purity. Mm-hmm. I already am not sexually pure. Mm-hmm. What would you say?
You know, I would say that whether it was a young man, young woman, anybody, even if they're not young and they're single and they're pursuing God's best for their life in the area of relationships and sexuality, I would just say that, you know, this isn't my, these aren't my ideas. This isn't my plan. This is what God has outlined in His Word. And I believe a phrase that really captured the heart of Jaylee and I's approach to relationships and our marriage was that God saves His very best to those who leave the choice to Him. Mm. And I feel like if we want God's very best, because not only does God know what is in our best interest, He desires what's in our best interest. So many times we don't walk in that because we don't give Him the choice. We take the matters into our own hands. And I know for myself personally, many times I've made my own decision about what I thought was best and have just seen broken relationships, heartbreak, devastation, you know, very dark moments in my life. And I had to learn this truth really the hard way, that God saves His very best for those who leave the choice to Him. So why sexual purity? It's because that's God's best. He's not trying to withhold anything from us. He's trying to free us to walk in His very best. And oftentimes our choices lead us into quite the opposite.
So what if someone is feels like they can't get out? Mm. They don't have self-control. Mm. And they've gone the path where, yeah, it's heartbreaking, mm-hmm. but they can't resist mm-hmm. The temptations. Mm-hmm. I understand we're going a little bit deeper here. It gets mm-hmm. even more, more sensitive. Mm-hmm. What would you say then?
You know, Danny, part of my testimony of what I've shared openly in the church is that for years, and even into early into our marriage relationship in the very beginning, I myself struggled with a sexual addiction, you know, that I think many men can resonate with in the area of pornography. Mm. And, I tried to overcome it in my own strength by keeping it from my wife, by keeping it from those in the church. And it wasn't until I realized that God's grace had already provided for me the safety net that I needed to fall, but to fall safely into His grace, that I was able to say, you know, openly, have conversations with my wife, with those in the church, with the entire church, in fact. And so I believe that the key is, don't do it alone. If you feel like you're trying to overcome temptation, sexual addiction, you feel like you're in this spiral that you can't come out of, you won't be able to be victorious alone. You have to bring it into the light and find community, find family, find a mentor, someone you trust whom you can be accountable to. Because even as someone who was a Christian for many years and grew up in the church, I didn't find freedom until I trusted in the Lord and brought it into the light and found that community.
There can be a fear, the fear of exposure. Mm-hmm. The fear being a fear of rejection. Mm-hmm. If I open up about this, mm-hmm. and you know, we could very easily in our lives, we do it without even knowing. Mm-hmm. We keep up our image. Mm-hmm. We want people to see us a certain way, and the duplicity of it we know about, but we would rather people look at the deflection of the reflection of this image than to look at us. And I think also, though, Mark and Jaylee, that there's a merit to that because we have experienced rejection before, and it's hard to overcome that. So how, for someone who has tried and been rejected before, you know, how do you encourage someone that who's already recoiled to come out again and give it another shot to be able to trust again, as you have? Obviously there's been others around you who have been able to embrace you in that, and we all need embracing. So what would you say to someone who's recoiled?
I think to someone who's recoiled and who has maybe experienced negative experiences in the past, trying to be open and to share. Gosh, that's tough because, you know, those are memories and experiences that, you know, we can't just push aside, you know. But I think we have to weigh the options of keeping it in the dark and living with this burden and this shame, or risking maybe rejection and finding that freedom and that openness. You know, the Bible says that when we go to the Lord and repent, He offers forgiveness. But when we share with one another, He offers healing. So there's forgiveness that can only come from the Lord through, you know, confessing to Him. But when we confess our sins to one another, the Bible says, that's when the times of healing and restoration come. So there's an element of confession that happens together, because we're not meant to do this alone, that that can only come through confessing to one another and being healed in that way. I will say, though, Danny, that I think another huge part of this, and this is what we seek to provide through our explicit movement, is a shifting in the culture where these conversations don't have to be hard to have, you know, that people who come out and share these things wouldn't face rejection, or that it wouldn't be so taboo, but that we can have good, open, healthy conversations. And that's the heart of what Explicit seeks to do, is to empower not just the individual, but families and churches and faith-based organizations to have these conversations and to live sexually pure, but also to have, you know, empowered marriages and relationships as well.
What if you risked again? Mm-hmm. What if you risked again? And trust was built, and you were embraced, and you were set free. Mm-hmm. You say, Danny, that's easy to say. I know. We know. Mm-hmm. We know. We've all experienced rejection. Jay Lee, Mark, myself. But what if we risk again? I like the way you said it, Mark. Mm-hmm. When you weigh the balance of what happens, of being set free, of being used by the Lord, not only being healed, but being used by the Lord in ways, in dimensions, in capacities that you could never have imagined. Mm. A whole new world, like an underwater world in cave diving, is discovered that existed, but you didn't know. Mm. It wasn't a part of your life. It wasn't a part of your experience. But you begin to see the bright colors, the vividness of a whole world out there that you become a part of because you risked it. You risked it. When we come back, we'll talk more about risk. We'll talk more about joys and passions with Mark and Jay Lee Palumpo. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinanan Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You can get pretty deep when you talk about sex, when you talk about relationships. But on a lighter note, have you ever watched HGTV? Pastor Mark and Jaylee Palumpo, they like to watch HGTV. I wonder about that. I've seen it. My wife loves to watch HGTV. I wonder about it because for me, if I get into it, I might get sucked in. Mm-hmm. And it might be like a vortex for me. I might not get out. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Almashir, and you say, Danny, man, that was quite a segue to go from one heavy topic to the next. Well, we do that from time to time here. You can find out more about this show at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get this program in its entirety. Send it to a friend. Send a section of it even to a friend. You know, let them know where it is. Or send the whole thing. And to find out more about Explicit Youth, that amazing movement, that conference is working with young people, families, young adults, explicityouth.com. So what about it, Jay Lee? HGTV, what is it that has drawn the both of you into watching it?
You're right. It does suck you in, mm-hmm. and you can't get out. And we just have all these dreams of what we would potentially do, but we can't right now. So we just watch, and there's no obligation to do any home projects, but we can dream, and just enjoy to watch it.
what? Share some dreams, dream. What?
All the different themes we would ever decorate a home in. I don't know. We like the Hawaiiana, maybe the beach type, or shells, and I don't know. We like a lot of. Thankfully, we like similar things, so we have similar tastes in decoration. If you walked into our house, you wouldn't believe that we actually spend so much time on HGTV. But but we do have similar likes in the way that we decorate.
If I may, I'll give a commentary, brief commentary on that. Perhaps the Lord is cultivating your imagination.
Yeah.
For some season in the future. Yeah. And when the appropriate time comes, you'll have the internal mechanisms of constructing that dream. Wow. And making it a reality.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need to just see a whole bunch of things. and it almost seem out of order. Discombobulated even, but in the midst of the seeming confusion, there's an order that God is placing, a part of the wonder of imagination.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, we receive that.
Amen. And we do like creativity. Mark's definitely renovated some of our furniture, made
some
it look
DIY
really nice.
Projects.
But yes, definitely we receive it. Any creativity.
What would you say to someone who's going through a really difficult time right now? What would you say, Jaylee?
Well, going along with what we've shared in just previously about sharing with others, because one of my favorite verses is in James, that where God says to confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed, because the affectionate and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And knowing that when you confess your faults to someone, when you confess and you just share, this is what's going on, there's a healing that comes there from revealing what's going on inside. There's healing that takes place. I've seen that in my own life in a time that was just the darkest. It's finding that safe person that you can just say, okay, this is safe. I've tested the waters here. It's safe. Maybe in the past some others were risky, and it hurt when I shared, but this person, I can find someone that's safe.
And it could be just one person, right?
Yeah. Amen. All it takes is one person mm-hmm. that you know is there, that can encourage you, that can pray with you and say, you know what, that's sin, but I have sin too. And together we have the grace of God, and we can pray through this and be healed from this. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I think brought me out of a really dark time in a time in my life when I just thought, oh my goodness, I am a fake. I can't go on, you know. And I had a best friend that I was able to just confess and say, you know, these are the same things that I'm going on. It was a past relationship, and just like I need healing. And she just shared, you know, I'm struggling too. I'm not in a relationship, but these are some other things that I'm struggling with. Let's pray together. And there's healing in that. And I think that's what the church is meant to be. Is bringing us back to the grace of God, bringing us back to the foot of the cross, and realizing God's forgiveness, not just one another's judgment on our sins, but God's forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And there's power in that. And that's just, I think, where the openness and transparency that can come from something like explicit, from our youth groups, from our churches, that it's not just a wall that's up, but open doors that says, mm-hmm. you know, we're all sinners in need of a gracious God.
Could you pray for someone right now who needs the person that they can trust, that one person?
Yes. Heavenly Father, Lord, you see each person that's listening. You know their heart. You know the need. And right now I pray that you would provide the right person they can share with, confess to, pray with, and be healed with in your name, Lord. We thank you for your forgiveness that covers everything, for your healing that rejuvenates our souls and brings us to a new life in you. Lord, we thank you. And I thank you for providing someone for that person in need where they can be healed. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And as Jay Lee Palumpo has prayed, we want to believe, we will believe, we do believe with you that the Lord who hears and answers prayer will bring someone to you, and they may already be in your life. Mm-hmm. Maybe your heart, as at times my heart hasn't been open to someone who's already been in my life. The Lord opens my heart, and then a relationship goes into a different level of depth. Mm-hmm. Mark, we've got just a couple minutes left. A parting shot to someone, a word of encouragement to someone who's stumbling along, feeling I take two steps forward and three steps back, and I have the motion of going forward, but in actuality I seem to be going not just nowhere but going backward. What would you say to that one?
I believe that a lot of the things that we've prayed about this morning, that we've talked about, these are all a part of what we seek to help people overcome through our explicit movement. And surely God can meet you right here in this very moment. But if you have more questions, if you want greater healing, we seek to empower believers. We seek to help restore and heal what was lost or what was stolen from the enemy. And so I would just love to encourage you to be a part of our movement and join the conversation and find that healing and empowerment. And I believe the Lord is going to work and move through this in a powerful way. So come and be encouraged.
What if I'm connected to a certain denomination? Mm-hmm. One may ask, is it based on a denomination? Mm-hmm. This movement that you talk about, or are there others who are involved or invited? Speak to that.
Yeah, that's what I resonate with so greatly, is that it isn't about any one denomination or any one church. The walls are completely torn down. recently we've had our Christian brothers and sisters from the Catholic Church even express interest in wanting to be a part of this, because I think this is something that spans all denominations and all backgrounds, is this area of relationships and empowerment, you know, in our relationships, in our marriages, in the area of purity. And so because of that, because of how universal this topic is, yeah, Danny, it is just spanning beyond all denominations. We have people from the Calvary churches and the Foursquare churches and all of the backgrounds coming together around this topic, and just wanting to seek that healing and empowerment.
Well, the invitation is out there. They've thrown the gracious net out to hopefully pull you in, to understand, to experience more of the love of Christ, and to see your child. If you have a child that's a youth, or you know a child, you have a child that's a young adult, or if you yourself want to be equipped, you can be equipped through this. You can experience what it's like, as they talk about the interconnectivity, the transcendence of going just beyond one denomination. Really, the unity in the body of Christ at large is being, you know, manifested through this movement. I thank you, Mark, Jay Lee. It's been a great treasure to have you with us today, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Danny.
Mark and Jay Lee Palumpo, I hope you've been moved, encouraged by their story. You can find out more at explicityouth.com. As we wrap up our show today, you know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation that I put together for you. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance for that. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Mark and Jay Lee Palumpo. Find out more at explicityouth.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.